We're here at the 2015 Oklahoma Youth Expo, 100th anniversary of the event, and we've got the Purebred Gilt Judge with us today, Mark Hoag. Mark, you tell me you're from the state of Illinois. What do you think you've seen so far?
Well, I tell you what, we're only through two breeds in the Purebred Gilt Show, and the quality of the pigs that are exhibited here at OYE are absolutely incredible. Very, very close decisions, and probably what's more impressive to me is the number of young people that are here that have their projects impeccably presented, really ready for the show ring, and the decisions are very, 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 very close.
Now let's talk about this type of a show. In other words, obviously there's a lot of youth shows around the country, a lot of them that do have breeding animals. How does OYE compare to some of those Midwestern states that have got a lot more hogs?
Well, what's interesting is you want to talk about just sheer pork numbers in the United States. Commercially, that might look a little different, but if you take the Purebred Gilt entries, the Crossbred Gilt entries, and the Barra entries for OYE for the 100th anniversary, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but I've judged long enough to realize that this will be the largest hog show probably in the history of the United States. It's absolutely staggering. The number of entries here at OYE, and the staff do such a great job of keeping it run efficiently and very, very first-class professional venues. So I'm excited to be not only part of the 100th year anniversary, but also probably the largest hog show ever assembled.
Now, what are you looking for when you're looking for a gilt that can work in today's hog industry?
Well, obviously, we want the basic functionality of a female, good underline, good vulva, good structure, good rib. That exemplifies any good female in pork production. But then we're at the OYE. We want the unique intangibles of that extra look and that extra shape and that extra wow factor that's going to garner top price at the sale. And these females will go back into production and generate next year's OYE champions. That's how elite this is.
You mentioned the kids. Obviously you're seeing a lot of kids that are working hard to try to do what they can to show you their pig.
Absolutely. I tell you what, my wife and I are blessed with a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old boy, and she's expecting a little girl here in May, and we made the financial commitment, the family commitment to raise our boys with show and livestock. And I tell you what, there's no greater tool, if it's applied appropriately, to develop young people, to teach them work ethic, competitive sportsmanship, to teach them responsibility. And we have basically not only the state of Oklahoma future leaders exhibiting hogs today, but we've got leaders within the agriculture industry worldwide showing pigs today.